Welcome back to the Campus Chronicle podcast. Today I'm here with two new members.
Joanna.
Casey.
And we're just doing a little introduction, little fun, you know, get to know me kind of thing. So let's start with you, Joanna. So what is your name, major, and future plans?
So my name is Joanna Huang, and my major, I'm double majoring in journalism and economics. This is my second year at DMAC, so I'm a sophomore, and after I finish up this next school year here at DMAC, I'm going to be transferring to Drake in the fall of 2025.
Nice. Casey? I don't know why I'm saying your names, because
then you say your names, and that's just
My name's Casey Andrews. I'm a freshman. I went to Northwest High School in Waukee, and I'm majoring in photography.
Cool. Future plans?
I want to either run my own business, or I want to be a part of like a major business that has like photography related things.
That's all right. Cool. Very nice. So what brought you to DMAC?
Honestly, it's kind of a crazy story. So I had planned on originally going out to a private school just outside of DC. And then a few weeks before school last year, I just had a lot of just anxiety about it. Didn't feel good about it. I had my heart set on the school for a while, so I didn't understand why suddenly I wasn't feeling great about it. But because I didn't have peace with it, I decided to not go. And at that point, I didn't know
where to go.
Yeah, 3 weeks till school. So I decided to apply for DMAC, and I came here and have loved it. So.
You know, three weeks is usually when I register for classes, so you were right on target with that.
That's great.
Because I am slow with that. So what brought you to DMAC, Casey?
So I originally applied to UNI. I knew I didn't want to go to Iowa State or Iowa. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I knew I wanted to go into photography, but I didn't know what school I wanted to do. And my mom was hardcore pushing DMAC. And so I was like, I'll think about it.
Yeah.
And so I applied at UNI, and then I didn't hear anything. And then I applied to DMAC, because I was specifically looking in the Ankeny campus, because the Ankeny campus is a lot more nicer. And now I'm here.
Yep, that's pretty much how people get here. So we're going to take a short break from doing that, and we're trying to introduce a new segment on the podcast. People who listen to this podcast, which is very few, know that we don't really follow strict segments. We just kind of talk for 2 hours, and then maybe we'll get done at some point. So we're just going to like the day list segment. We're going to be reading our day list for today. Joanna, do you want to go first?
Yeah, so I have Scream, Indie Chill, Cleaning, Soft Pop, Equestrian, and yeah, that's it.
Lovely. Title of yours, Casey?
Like the top of it?
Yep.
Melatonin Rain Friday Morning.
I have Guitar Rock Hippie Friday Morning.
Oh, yeah, I've read, the description under mine. That's
you know what?
Actually
I get the vibe. I understand what we're going for here.
Indie Chill Friday Morning.
Okay, so let's go back to what we were doing before. Get to know you guys. So what is something fun that you did this summer?
Ooh, for me, it would definitely have to be my two-week camping trip kind of thing. So for 2 weeks this summer, I went up to a camp in northern Iowa, and I was able to counsel individuals with special needs. So that was a really cool opportunity, something that I had never done before, but it really just opened up my eyes and gave me a new perspective on life. So that was really fun. That was definitely my favorite part
of the
summer.
Casey?
So I know this doesn't sound fun, but I work at American Eagle, and besides the retail portion of it, it kind of sucks, but the people in the job, they're nice and they're great, and it's fun to get to know them and stuff like that.
That's cool.
All right, so what is a boring fact about yourself?
Oof, boring fact about myself. When I was in, I think it was seventh or eighth grade, I tried reading through the whole dictionary. didn't make it past the A's.
That is a bit, okay. So were you like, I'm going to be the smartest person in the world. I'm going to know every word in this dictionary.
I don't, well, okay. I
you
heard,
just saw and you were like, interesting read, dictionary.
Yeah, and I knew someone else who had done that. And I'm like, let's try it. No. It was not
imagine,
it.
I can't imagine, yeah, it would be
don't a, waste your time on
fun
that.
Fun read. I think once I hit like Apple, I'd be like, okay, maybe I should end this now.
Well, at that point, that's even like further down on the A's.
Hey, if I make it that far, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's impressive. That might be further than I even made it, so.
Casey.
I'm trying to, you said boring, right?
It could be that you don't match socks.
I would say it's not boring, but. I like the color blue. That's, like, my most boring fact.
What shade of blue?
Great question. It matters. I'll judge you.
Oh, okay. It does. I don't mind a light blue, but I kind of like a more vibrant, darker blue.
Are we talking,
like rich?
Titanic blue? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, kind of.
Have you seen Titanic?
Yes, I have, yeah.
Okay, great. Like the gem. Like heart of the ocean blue.
I'm trying to find, see the picture over there? Obviously, they can't see it, but that color, like, of the shirt.
Yeah, so, like, a rich blue.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know. That's what I call it.
What are your assumptions?
What kind of blue do you like?
That's what shade Thank of? You for asking yeah. me a question. It's very kind of you. I like, a Tiffany blue. Like, very, like, in-your-face kind of blue. I think that's definitely the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you laughing, Casey?
It's just it's a unique word to us. Tiffany blue.
Yeah, the little boxes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
What is your favorite color of blue?
Ooh, honestly, I like a good light blue. Or also good ocean blue. Either one
I
of get those. It.
I would say everyone has that teal phase. You're talking about?
Yeah.
My bedroom was teal. Mistakes were made. I hope that kids that are younger than us, they don't go through that phase.
No, they
it's
learn
hard
from
to,
their mistakes.
Yeah, it's hard to get out of it. It's like, oh God, why was that color so loved by so
Or else
many
the neon phase.
Oh.
You guys went through that? I went through that.
Yeah.
Where, like, the neon socks.
Neon. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wore a lot of neon, like lime green. It's like, oh, that's the worst neon
highlighter.
Yeah, I remember when I finally grew out of that phase. I never thought I would, but when I finally did,
it was like a breath. Like,
yeah, and like all of these are going like into the trash, and here's some like blacks.
Yeah, it's so weird. Like from neon to I need to only wear dark colors. I can't go back.
Yeah, such a like.
It's a shift. It's definitely a shift.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well. Oh.
Don't ask me those questions. I don't need to know those questions.
Okay.
The last one. I'm ready. I've got it prepared. I thought about it.
All right. Okay. Laura.
Yes.
What is a boring fact about you?
Thank you for asking. Mm-hmm. You know, I come on this podcast a lot, and people obviously, you know, probably don't know my voice, but it's me. I'm here. I don't like Almond Joys.
Oh, yeah.
I think that, why would you make that a candy? Coconut is disgusting.
Yeah.
Almonds are disgusting.
And then you put
them
together.
And then you put them together, and it's like, this is supposed to be delicious.
It's not a candy bar.
It's like a health bar.
Yeah.
And anyone who's giving out Almond Joys for, like, Halloween or something.
What are those
why
candies called? They're, like, something Mart. But they're, like, really, like, hard.
Oh, are those Milk Duds?
No.
No? No, that's not.
They're like, they're like in a red wrapping, and they're something Mart. They're like.
Mart.
Oh.
Like a Malteser?
Like margarine or something like. They're, I don't know, but
Wait,
they're.
I feel like I know what you're talking about.
They're not good. Yeah. I mean, and if they were good, it's only, like, have them, like, once
Describe
every...
Describe it to me a little more. Is it crunchy? Is it
crunchy.
Caramel?
Oh, okay.
It's kind of, like, peanut, like, flavored.
Oh.
Peanut flavored. Are you talking about a Reese's?
No.
Okay.
Sorry, that was aggressive.
A Mars bar? That's all I can think of, because you
No. Do I have to search this up? It's kind of like a Hay Day.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what a Hay Day is?
I know the game.
Yeah, I was gonna say
yeah, the game. No candy.
There, it's like a very basic. Why is the Heyday game popping
because it's
up?
More popular than the candy bar. Mm-hmm. Be honest with yourself.
Yeah, but I don't
maybe
know.
It's the ones in like the white packaging with like blue and I don't know.
It's like red and like yellow packaging.
Oh. Okay, never mind.
No one knows know. This mysterious candy.
I'll think
we'll
about it.
Yeah, we'll come back. And
what's your favorite candy?
My favorite? Ooh. Maybe Reese's? Might have to go for that.
That's like
oh no, Twix.
Okay,
Twix.
Yeah, I can
are
respect
my favorite.
That. Mm-hmm. Reese's.
Yeah, if you were okay, so if you were to go trick or treating, what is a type of candy that you would just really want to get? Like it would just make your night if you got that Kit Kats. Okay,
those little like Tootsie Roll fruity things.
Love like that those. You get at parades?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
And it's only at those two events, I feel like.
Yeah, actually.
Where else do you get
that's
them?
True.
They just magically appear for those events. And yeah. They're so good.
I like the vanilla ones.
I was gonna say that. Mm-hmm. I like those.
I also like Nutter Butters.
The peanut cookie?
Oh,
yeah.
Thing? I was in a class last week and they showed like a Nutter Butter.
What class was this?
It was a journalism class that I'm taking at another university, but yeah, it was so random. But now that's all I'm gonna think about whenever I hear that is just that commercial.
Did it have a jingle?
Maybe. To be honest, I don't remember. I just remember being like, I forgot these things existed, and now I'm never gonna forget that they exist.
You know what was a jackpot is when you'd go trick-or-treating in the houses that gave out like huge candy bars, like the ginormous ones. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I got like a ginormous Hershey's bar. I was in heaven. Yeah. I was blessed that day.
I think that, and we can probably save this for a fall podcast, but I'm bringing it up now. Mm-hmm. Trick-or-treating has gotten so sad. You don't see kids really out anymore.
No.
At all.
And they do it so early now because, you know, everyone loves to, like, everyone's out at, like, 5 going around and doing trick-or-treating and then.
Wasn't it originally at, like, 6? Or did I make that up in my mind?
Maybe you just felt later because I was so young. Because,
like, it was so, by the time we actually went trick-or-treating, it went dark.
Mm-hmm.
And they drive around now. Like, parents drive kids and they drop them off. And it's like, okay, so. What's the point here? Mm-hmm. We're just sitting in a car for 20 minutes?
Okay, I need to ask a question. Okay. You need to be honest, both of you. So when trick-or-treating, the houses that didn't have the lights on, but they had the candy bowls and it said, please take one.
I only took one.
I might have took two.
Yeah. I probably did too.
I'm sitting next to criminals. I'm sorry.
I mean, if they're not gonna actually come out and hand me the candy themselves, if they're just gonna.
You think
stick
it's a moral thing? I have to take two. It's the like Robin Hood complex.
Well, I just at the end of the night, I wanted to beat my sister in having the most candy, and like a lot of the houses had like the little sign that says "Please take one, be kind," and it was too tempting, so I took two.
I'm too much of a brown nose to ever take 2 pieces of candy. My parents are right there. I'm not going to go. Took 5 by accident. My bad.
You're much better than some of us.
I used to do that. I used to, like, when they held up the, like, the pumpkin thing, I just handled.
What's your favorite Halloween costume that you've done?
Oh.
I've had some bangers.
No, it's hard. The most exciting one when I was a kid, it's kind of boring now, but a princess. As a kid, there was one year I got it, like, a really nice princess dress, and I was so excited for it. So that's why I say, like, that was my favorite, because during that time, that was, like, I was most excited for that out of probably all my other costumes.
Ooh, trying to think. I dressed up as Mario when I was little, so I had the mustache, and it was, like, bigger than my face, and then the cat. That was a fun time. And then my sister was, like, a bumblebee. She was, like, really little.
What was yours?
It's been a while since I've dressed up. I think I was Dorothy one year from The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, that's a good one.
And I was super excited because I got shoes for it.
Oh, yeah.
My mom braided my hair, so that was amazing. I'm Jesus, I'm living the fantasy, people. Mm-hmm.
Did your families ever do where you, like, the whole family dresses up?
No, like we're not rich enough for that. That seems expensive.
We didn't either, but I feel like more and more people are doing it. Like, the whole family will do Winnie the Pooh, or they'll do, like, some movie. Or
vampires.
My family didn't, but
I
know other people now who do.
It's a very, like, social media kind of experience.
It is,
because you take pictures, and you're like, oh my god, we were all... I don't even know.
Vampires.
True.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, this was podcasting. What do you think?
Fun.
I liked this.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's just yapping.
Yeah, okay, now I have all these ideas. Like, we should do a Halloween one.
Yes.
Like, a good Halloween podcast. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
Like, favorite movies, favorite Halloween costume, favorite candies. Or, like, a holidays one. Well.
Yeah. We could do, like, a series even of something. I don't know. I'm going to find ideas.
I thought about
it. Like, I like this.
Doing, this might not appeal to everybody, but watching The Bachelor for a season.
and then having
Bachelorette
group meet, like, okay, Casey last week needs to get it together. Something like
that. Okay, wait, we should, though.
I know, because it would be
And
easy.
Then come and, like, talk about it.
Yeah. That's how you get viewership right there. I bet somebody would listen.
Someone would be bored enough
to listen to us talk about that.
Yeah.
Which one is... There's one that starts during the fall. I've only ever watched...
I think it's a Bachelor.
The Bachelor this year?
They just finished up The Bachelor. Like, last week, was it?
Mm-hmm. I have my opinions on that.
I haven't watched any since Peter's season, because his season really ticked me off, so I just haven't watched it since then. But...
And we could do other shows too.
Love Island.
I would like to jump back on if other people are and talk about it.
Yeah, I can talk about it.
Okay.
It has to be. I'm not gonna pay to watch it, so it'll be like a week later before I when I get the episode.
Yeah. That's okay. Then we could always do like see what other people's reactions are online, or comments, or different things like that.
I've tried to get people to comment. Nobody will comment on this. So comment now if you think we should do that.
Or, like, look at people's comment, even just, like, on the Bachelor's, like Instagram or something, like, see what people's reactions, like, the public's reaction to
that. And then discuss that.
Discuss that, too.
Great idea. Someone write this down.
We have great ideas that are coming in.
Yeah, it's the headphones.
Works.
It's getting the headphones.
I know. I'm like, I feel like a whole different.
You're
person.
Like, oh my god, am I a professional? Can I spell bachelor podcast? Question mark.
We're like recapping Love Island. Have you guys watched the USA season?
No,
I haven't.
What's it on Paramount?
I don't know. It's on Peacock.
Yeah. Don't have that.
No,
I can only afford like a few, man. Peacock is not on the top of my priorities when it comes to streaming.
What's your top priority when it comes
to... I think HBO Max has some very good shows and good selection of movies. I think Netflix has really fallen, in my opinion, very much so down. I had to sit through my mom watching My Life with the Walter Boys, and it was awful. Did you watch that?
Uh-uh. I didn't.
Okay, thank God. You did? Okay. Why?
Well, my sister's 14, and she was like, oh, you should watch this. And I was like, okay, I guess.
It was, oof. I was, like, shaking my head the entire time. I was like, why are we watching this? Why did you put this on?
They're making another season, too.
I was really disappointed to hear that. I won't lie. It's basically the summer I turned pretty. But
Colorado? Now I kind of do want
that.
No, you don't.
But, like, Farm Edition.
Farm Edition? Yeah.
They live on a farm.
With, like, a whole bunch of other people.
Yeah.
I don't know. All I know is it bothers me how easily these girls in these shows are so willing to date brothers.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, well, Jeremiah doesn't like me, so then I'm going to go to Conrad.
Yeah.
And
I just watched that, like, 2 weeks ago, because this is kind of embarrassing, but I had a friend who like told me that I needed to watch it because all he could think about was me when he was watching it for like My Love Life. And like, I don't see how they're anything similar.
There's not a correlation but, here.
But they're just trying to call you out to call you.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't see.
Is this how you see me? Am I?
Yeah. Like, but I watched that, yeah, a couple weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, I think. And I don't know, it's just, I don't get it. Like,
I don't get it either.
I don't know.
I don't get the mass appeal of it, because it's just...
Honestly, that would cause me stress.
I was going to say, I would have, like, anxiety. I literally did, watching it, I'm like, this is stressful.
Having to pick between two people, and also they're kind of related.
Not even related. They're They are brothers. Their mother has, like, died, I'm pretty sure.
Is yeah, that was spoiler. Sad. Like, why make the mom day?
Because you gotta add tension to this fragmented love triangle. That's the only part that bothers me. If they weren't related, I'd be like, sure, Belly, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
But they're related, so it's like, oh, girl, maybe don't destroy this family.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's not funny, but, like, there was a scene, spoiler, like, I think it's, like, because it's season two, because they're filming season three right now. And there was a scene where, like, what is the mom's name?
Oh.
Don't know. Kristen? Sounds like Kristen to me.
Jennifer?
Jen. Yeah, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds right.
Mm-hmm. Or whatever. But the mom's like, oh, well, I think Belly would be good for Conrad. And then Jeremiah is all upset in the corner because...
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like,
the mom is pushing Conrad and Belly.
She's a big shipper. She's like, mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on. Well, she's dead, though. But
it's too bad. There's a lot of shows like that, though, too. Vampire Diaries, have you guys ever seen that? Mm-mm.
You know what? I don't count them because they hate each other so much. I don't think that Jeremiah... Not that I watched the show. I should preference that. I didn't watch the show, so don't go
oh,
like...
Oh, really?
No, okay. I didn't. All I know is from, like, the online videos.
Yeah.
Where, like, she runs and cries. And
yeah.
They talk for a while about it. I don't know. So... I feel like Vampire Diaries is different because they really do have such animosity towards each other.
Mm.
And Conrad and... I almost called him Jeremy for a second. What's his name? Jeremiah.
Jeremiah. Mm-hmm.
They, from my perspective, they don't seem to hate each other until she walked in and was like, Conrad!
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah!
Yeah. And then it became an issue.
And the fact that she would, like... Like, when she was doing things with Jeremiah, mm-hmm. and then, like...
She'd be flirting with...
Yeah, and then she'd go to Conrad and be like, oh, wait, that was messed up.
Like, I'm sorry I'm a bad person.
Well, also, did you see how she broke it off with Jeremiah at the end of season one?
Yeah, it was horrible.
But they were kind of a thing, like, it was a mutual agreement, like, hey, let's mm-hmm. not see other people. But then she saw Conrad on the beach and was like, eh, JK.
Yeah.
See, I only got into it because I got an Instagram post that was like, I can't believe that Belly kissed Jeremiah while sitting on Conrad's car wearing his sweatshirt.
Oh.
And I was like, what is this show? How do we get to this point?
Yeah. I don't recommend.
After his mom died, like, it was just like layer upon layer upon layer. And I was like, who's writing?
Plotting.
Someone is really just trying to destroy this boy's life.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys seen Stranger Things?
Yes.
What are your thoughts on Steve?
Big Steve fan. How could you not love
Steve? I love Steve.
Yeah.
There are rumors.
Is he going to die?
Yeah.
I don't believe it. It's fake news. They wouldn't kill him off. I think Eleven's going to die. That makes sense to me.
Yeah. She's the cause of the problem.
Might as well kill her. Just get rid of him.
What do you think about Will and Mike's spoiler? Will having a crush on Mike. Did you hear about that?
It's implied.
Because of the painting?
Yeah, but I don't think Mike's interested, so there's really nothing to talk about. It's very one-sided.
Yeah. You need to watch Stranger Things.
I need
I'm a big Stranger Things fan. That's, like, one of my favorite series.
Okay. I've heard great things.
Because it's, like, each episode is, like, a movie length.
Which, it's a lot to commit to.
Yeah, but
yeah,
it's pretty good.
And it, like, goes, it's kind of set back in time. So, mm-hmm. like, the 80s, 90s, and there's a lot of weird parts, but, like, it's like the underworld.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of what it's, like, about. And about, like, aliens. I don't know what they are, but, you know.
Okay. In case that, you know,
intrigued you.
The elevator pitch.
Well, we covered a lot today.
We did. I feel like. We always do on these things. You know?
It's fun.
So I guess that's the podcast today. I'm glad anyone who might be tuning in, who knows, had a chance to meet Joanna and Casey, and they will probably be back on the podcast.